We could spend all day saying thank you to everyone who supports WSHU with financial contributions. I'm reporter Molly Ingram, and one way I say thank you is by covering Connecticut, giving you all the information you need to know to help you stay connected and informed. Your financial support is the lifeblood of the WSHU newsroom and reporting from NPR and the BBC. Thank you for making this trusted resource available to our community. We're expanding our world together.
Members of the Shinnecock Tribal Nation publicly confronted the town of Southampton board after it sued tribal trustees over a travel plaza. They said they were angry and concerned about the decision. Brian Polite is the former Shinnecock chairman. He says the town should have kept talking with the nation to address concerns instead of resorting to legal action. He says he fears it's caused irreparable damage.
After years and years and years of trying to mend those fences, this is a generational schism that has now transpired. Our tribal membership is livid.
The town sued trustees in December over its construction of a travel plaza in Hampton Bays. The board made the decision after a 3-2 vote. Board members who voted in favor of the lawsuit say they felt it was necessary in order to establish oversight of the project. This is After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. A Connecticut coalition wants the state's fiscal guardrails adjusted. A 20-year tradition brings Fairfield residents together through books. Plus, more from Governor Hochul's State of the State address. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. A coalition of Connecticut labor, community, and faith groups want state lawmakers to adjust the state's fiscal guardrails this year. They say it would allow for more spending on public education, healthcare, and housing. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Rob Barrell is president of SEIU 1199 New England, a union that represents healthcare workers in Connecticut. He says the state's fiscal guardrails, in place since 2018, have created $12.5 billion in budget surpluses by cutting back on much-needed public spending.
What are we talking about? Lack of availability of childcare, lack of ability of mental health and addiction treatment beds, lack of living wages for publicly funded workers.
State Senator Gary Winfield of New Haven supports the coalition's demand.
I think when they see the number of legislators who have concern and when they listen to what it is we're saying as opposed to telling us what we're saying, I think you'll find that there's an appetite for what we are suggesting here today.
The coalition wants the guardrails adjusted to allow the state to spend $2.5 billion more on education, healthcare, housing, and other social services in the next budget. Governor Ned Lamont has said he's against adjusting the fiscal guardrails. He'll present his next two-year budget proposal to lawmakers in February. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Connecticut will partner with Google and state universities to launch what it calls an online AI academy for residents. WSHU's Janice Roman reports the course is designed to help them get jobs in artificial intelligence.
It's a partnership with CSCU, Charter Oak State College, and Google. Participants will earn a certificate from Google, which comes with an industry-recognized digital badge. The course includes AI literacy and applications, writing effective AI prompts, and understanding some ethical issues of AI, like bias mitigation. Residents who are 18 years or older can participate in the online course at no cost. The fully online course is 2 to 3 hours a week and can be completed in 5 weeks. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
A high-ranking member of the MS-13 gang on Long Island faces decades in prison after pleading guilty in connection with 7 murders this week, WSHU's Shelley Hessman-Kadish reports.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York says 28-year-old Jairo Sains will be sentenced to 40 to 60 years in prison under a plea deal reached with prosecutors. Sains was identified in court filings as second in command for the Brentwood Central Islip chapter of the criminal organization. He pleaded guilty to the murders in 2016 and 2017, including two teenage girls. In announcing the plea deal, Acting U.S. District Attorney Carolyn Pokorny described the murders as barbaric and accused Sains and other gang members of turning Long Island into a war zone. Sentencing is scheduled for June. Shelley Hassman Kadish, WSHU News.
From housing to crime to mental health, Governor Hochul covered a variety of items on her agenda in her State of the State address yesterday. More on that is ahead.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Music is powerful. It affects our emotions. Think about the times you hear something that instantly changes your mood. Music has that kind of power. Listen for music on WSHU that sweeps you away, reminds you of a joyful moment, and puts you in a cheerful mood every day, Monday through Friday, and weekends too, starting at noon Saturday and all day Sunday on 91.1 WSHU FM and online at WSHU.org.
Southhold residents will be expected to pay more for their garbage bags beginning in March after the town board voted to raise the price by a third. The town requires the yellow garbage bags for household trash. The town supervisor also says prices for certain passes and permits will also increase. A school in Madison, Connecticut plans to back down on some proposed cuts in arts and language classes after backlash from parents. The Board of Ed planned to cut classroom time for music, Spanish, and other subjects, and also planned to cut their theater program altogether. The board says they'll release a new plan later this week. The U.S. Inspector General says the Merchant Marine Academy on Long Island has failed to update their system that tracks sexual harassment and assault complaints, violating a congressional directive. The report says the Academy's spreadsheet system could be accessed and altered by people outside of the program. The Academy was mandated to switch to a better information system in 2023. The Fairfield Public Library has announced one book for the community to read all together, a nearly 20-year-old tradition. WSHU's Ada Uzenlar has more on the 2025 pick for the One Book, One Town program.
Fairfield residents will read Beautyland by Marie-Helene Bertino as a collective this year. It's about Adina. She was sent to Earth by aliens before she was born. Her mission, to see if the planet is a suitable place to live. Her upbringing is a rocky one with a single mother in 80s-era Philadelphia. The book made Time magazine's list of 100 books to read last year, and town librarian Scott Jarzembeck says it might be a way to get some residents thinking.
Fairfield is this wonderful community. It's almost like it's screenwritten sometimes. And I think it'll be great for people to kind of experience a lived experience not similar to this community.
Bertino will speak in Fairfield in March. That's how long participants have to finish their book. The library also picked a children's book to accompany Beautyland, Good Different by Meg Eden Cuyat. Ada Uzenlar, WSHU News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul laid out her priorities for the year in her State of the State address this week. As in years past, she focused on two big issues, public safety and affordability. Jung Yoon Han reports.
Our future depends on the ability of every family to afford the essentials of life and our ability to protect the safety and security of our residents.
For weeks, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been pushing for what she calls an affordability agenda. And that emphasis, along with public safety, rang true in her fourth annual speech to New Yorkers.
But we will not achieve these goals without a fight. So my commitment to every New Yorker is this. Your family is my fight.
The governor has a few major proposals to address affordability in the state. Hochul wants to offer rebate checks for qualifying New Yorkers to fight inflation and proposed tax cuts for middle-class families.
The tax cut I propose today and will fight for in the coming months will deliver the lowest tax rates in 70 years.
Hochul also presented childcare initiatives targeting families in the state, including a benefit that would provide expectant mothers on public assistance $100 a month and $1,200 when their child is born. The governor is also calling for the expansion of the state's child tax credits and providing free school meals to all students in the state.
Now we're approaching $5,000 in real money back in your pockets. That's how we make New York more affordable.
Hochul's other main promise was to improve public safety. The governor listed several proposals, from expanding care to victims of crime to addressing safety issues on the road, such as drugged driving. She also has plans to address mental health, including by expanding the state's laws around involuntary commitment. This comes as high-profile attacks in New York City subways have prompted conversations about how to address homelessness and mental health crises.
This is about having the humanity and the compassion to help people incapable of helping themselves. Fellow human beings who are suffering.
Democratic lawmakers in the audience reacted mostly positively to the governor's ideas. Andrea Stewart-Cousins leads the party in the Senate.
As I always say, we are always rowing in the same direction. So I was heartened by the speech. Of course, looking at the budget will tell its own story, but I think it's a good start.
But Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort says he was surprised the governor mentioned little on immigration.
It was kind of a glaring omission to me that it wasn't in there. No talk about the migrant crisis in the city of New York, about the shelter situation in the city of New York, about the money that's gone to the city of New York.
U.S. House Representative Mike Lawler, who's openly considering running against Hochul for governor, says her proposals don't really help New Yorkers.
Let's be honest. The governor's rebate check proposal doesn't make her a tax cutter any more than her endlessly reminding people she's a Bills fan makes people think she cares about working families upstate.
He said that while he likes the governor's desire to cut the cost of living in the state,
the reality is that she can't and won't deliver on these pie-in-the-sky promises.
The governor will have less than 2 years to deliver on these proposals before she is up for re-election in 2026. In Albany, I'm Jung Yoon Han for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. For some behind the scenes here at the station, give us a follow on Instagram. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. And as always, if you have any thoughts or story ideas you want to share with us, please feel free to reach out. The best way to get in touch is by email, and it's news@WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.